Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Eternal destination, but we know that you have line in wait,
a mansion that's not built by a mortal man, God, but you are his creator, you are the crafter. Until you crack those clouds one of these historical days, we will continually to come before the four quarters of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this bright land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Some come with heavy hearts. Some come with empty hearts. Some come with hearts heavy laden with pain, God. But we're asking you tonight to be in the midst of our service on this morning, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the church say amen and amen. Get your good seat. Get all your digital devices. Get your iPhone. Get your notepad. Get all of everything that you need to go along in the service. And you can write down the scripture reading as I call them out. And at a later time, at your discretion, you can read what I've just read to you on this morning. You know, because it's always a good thing to just read for your own edification. Not that what I'm saying is not the truth, because I'm bringing you the divine word of God straight out the 66 books as God has written it. So we are now going to go right on into a program that's right now in progression as we speak. And our song on tonight or this morning is Every Believer is an Icon. And we're honoring Pastor Andre Crouch on tonight, / this morning. And you might would ask, Overseer Ward, how am I an icon or iconic? I don't have any money. I don't have power and prestige. I don't have royalty. I'm not famous. But I want you to take it here to what I'm saying on tonight, / this morning. You may not have the money that you can see with the natural eye, but you are rich because your Heavenly Father is rich. So whatever your Heavenly Father has, you has also. Hallelujah. Your money just had not been liquidated yet. They are still in gold bars. But whatever your spiritual Heavenly Father has, you has as well as being an heir of Christ. And every believer that believes on Jesus to be the Son of God, that he died and he rose again, and he took 39 stripes across his back for you and I, crown of thorns placed upon his head, a spear pierced in his side, nails in his right hand, in his left hand, and his feet was crossed upon one another, and a nail went from the top layer of his skin down through the marrow bones, then to the backside of his feet. So if you believe those things, if you are living individuals in Christ, then that makes you an icon of Christ. Because your Heavenly Father is rich, you are rich also. Hallelujah. And we're going to take our key scripture on tonight, coming out of the law of Matthew, hallelujah, Jesus, 5:16. And it reads like this. is that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So as long as you are holding up the blood-stained banner for God, and you're telling each and every one that you meet along life journey about this Savior that can save anybody that reached down in the miry clay and clean you up when you was in the world of sin. If you are telling each and every one that you meet as you go about this Savior that can save anybody, then you are an icon on this morning. Because God has laid up a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but it's built by the hand of God. Hallelujah. If you are a believer in Christ on this morning, you are an icon. If you are a saint of God, then you are an icon. If you are a missionary of Christ, then you are an icon. If you are a follower of Christ, then you are an icon. If you are walking in the newness of Christ each and every day of your life, then you are an icon. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, then you are an icon. If you're saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, then you are an icon of Jesus Christ. And your name is written up in glory, written in life, in the 66 books that's going to be opened on Judgment Day. Hallelujah. When you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, God is going to open up the 66 books. Then he said he's going to open up another book. And that book, my friend, is the book of life. And he's going to open up the book, and it's going to reveal your life and my life and our lives from beginning to end. The word of God said, may it be good or not so good. God is going to lay out the deeds that have been done in our mortal body. So each and every one of you that are living according to God's will, according to God's way, and according to God's command, you are icons of Jesus Christ. On this morning, I bring you the good news that you are rich in Jesus Christ. And you are rich beyond measures. Hallelujah. They can count mortal man's currency. But those of us that are rich in Christ, you cannot count our riches, because it's uncountable. And we're going to read on, hallelujah, in our third key scripture on tonight. And it reads this. Say, I am the light of the world. That's why I said your icons. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 8 and 12. Hallelujah. And we know that words attributed to him, God's great gift to man is light. Allowing light to bad people as they worship. And that was to rend a celebration of that gift. We read in the law of Genesis account of the first day of creation. God made light. Hallelujah. The light of God. He created it even more than just a means by which to see. It's a picture of what Christ brought when he entered this dark world. In the law of John 8 and 12, our Lord said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And this is to the follower of Christ. Light is one of the great reminders of character of our Savior. And the quality of the light he has given us through his sacrifice on the cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that Jesus' greatest gift to man is light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that he is the light, and he is the light of the world, and those who walk in light has the Spirit of God indwell inside of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you that you spoke light into the darkness of this universe. And I want to thank you that you brought light into the darkness of my heart through your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus came to give light to a dark world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And unto the upright, there arise light in the darkness. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 11 and 20. 11, I'm sorry, Psalms 112 and 4. And I'm reminded that there was a missionary that visited a group of believers one evening. She knew that the house where they were meeting was located on a cliff, and the path would be treacherous. She took a taxi as far as she could go. Then she began the hazardous ascent to the house on foot. And we know that the night was dark and the way was very difficult. And as she rounded a bend, she suddenly came upon several believers carrying bright lanterns. They had come out to light the way. We find out that her fears were relieved, and she ascended the path easily. And we find out that in a similar way, God's light our path. When we trust Jesus as our Savior, he who is the light of the world enters our lives, and he removes the darkness of our sin and despair. This light continually to comfort us through times of sorrow, in the midst of sadness and trouble, illness, our disappointments. We know that the Lord brightens the way, hallelujah, and encourages his children by giving hope. This may come through a word of exhortation from a fellow believer. It may be the illumination of God's word by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It may be calm assurance in response to a heartfelt prayer. Or it may be the miraculous supply of a specific need. Whatever the case, God sent light when we're engulfed in darkness. Jesus gave light in the darkest night. No darkness have we who is in Jesus abide. The light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light when we follow our guide. The light of the world is Jesus. We know that God sometimes puts us in the dark to show us that Jesus is the light. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God. We give your name the glory, honor, and praise. And we also know, said, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the God image which you have set up. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Daniel 3:18. We find out that Hasbanaz, a high court official in the ancient Babylon time, he was committed to banishing any testimony of the Israelites. God, from his kingdom, his strategy focused on young leadership from the captive Hebrews. And we are told that Hasbanaz gave the captives new names to honor the pagan god of Babylon. And this made sense to him because their original Hebrew names honored their God. But we go in the law of Daniel 1:6. The life choices of those captives were a far more powerful witness than any label put on them. And we know that when faced with a literal trial by fire, we find out that the young men would not bow down and worship the golden idols. Instead, they accepted the punishment of being cast into the fire furnace, confident in their God's sovereignty and care. So I want to ask you on this morning, do you know unbelievers who try to pressure you to fend with their lifestyle? If you don't party with them or follow a questionable business practice or laugh at offensive jokes, do you get the cold shoulder? People may even call you names because you won't run with their crowd. But when you're rejected because of your loyalty to God, you can live in a way that honors the Father. It doesn't matter what others call us. How we live our lives before God does. What's important is that we always see our light shine. Never mind what others call you. God alone knows every heart, and character is all that matters. To us, this grace imparts. A small light can dispel great darkness. So I want to say to you all this morning, you are icons. Every believer are icons on this morning. And we are now going to close out this program, and we're going to change the dimension of this service. And if this program has been a blessing, hallelujah, in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence and make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we come across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And we're going to now bring you Hymns of Zion to lift your spirit and encourage your heart. And we are broadcasting this program on tonight, honoring the late Pastor Andre Crouch. You be blessed till we meet again. You go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
My soul's not satisfied. Putting together says, you don't have to jump no pews, run down no aisle, no chills run down your spine, but you know that you've been born again. Don't you know my hands didn't shake, the earth didn't quake, no sparks fell from the sky, but I knew I'm never shall regret what happened to my life. I know that
I've been
born again. Everybody repeat after me and say right now.
Really real, but right down here I know he's real. for she lives within my soul. And when I was only 9 years old, he saved me and made me whole. And then a few months later, he gave me something that I needed so. You know he fills my soul with the power of